Hi guys, and welcome to another episode of the Moonalogues. Hello world, hello change. I hope you're feeling good. I hope the sky is blue or it's raining. Both are good things for nature and your mood, depending how you handle it. Today's episode is called Learning with Mohammed and the Importance of the Color Yellow. Today's episode is going to take us to Pakistan and also to Kenya, to Nairobi, its capital, to Kibera to be exact. And as you might know, I love exploring new countries, countries far away, countries I have visited, countries I'd like to visit, and broaden my horizon and get a peek into a world that is very, very different, and feel inspired that there are so many people everywhere on this earth contributing to making this world a better place. So let's do this. Thought you had 30 years ago that has shaped your life to this day and made a positive difference to the lives of others? Well, I have to say, I'm sure as a primary school kid, I must have had many very important thoughts. Unfortunately, I can't think of any right now. The situation is quite different for Mohammed Ajoub from Pakistan. The man who is in his 60s recalls a pivotal thought he had more than 30 years ago that would change his life. I started thinking about ways to help people. Mohammed Ajoub works for the Pakistan Fire Service in Islamabad, a job that provides him with a steady income. He comes from a poor background himself, and while he found work in the capital as a young man, his family continued to live in the countryside. In order to use his time wisely and make a contribution, he set out to find a suitable job that he could do after his regular working hours with the fire department. An encounter with a boy who was washing a car during that day would provide the impetus. "Why aren't you in school?" asked Mohammed Ajoub the child. "My parents are poor, so I work," the boy replied, continuing to scrub. "Then I'll teach you." No sooner said than done. Mohammed gave the boy a notebook, pencil and eraser, and the lessons began. What started out as a one-on-one lesson quickly changed with new children joining every day. They had found a place where they could learn without having to pay school fees. Within the first week, the number of students eager to learn grew from 1 to 50, 50. For over 30 years now, Mohammed has been Master Ajoub and an official teacher in his spare time. His classroom is a park in Islamabad, which is located near the Pakistani parliament. His students are girls and boys from the poorest slums of the surrounding neighborhoods. What began as a lesson for a boy has now developed into a real school. Mohammed Ajoub teaches reading, writing, and maths to more than 200 children of all religions with the support of friends and former students. And their success proves them right. Children who were taught in the open-air park school have other opportunities. They have options. They can lead a different life than that from their parents, who often try to finance their lives as garbage collectors. Mohammed proudly reports of a female student who now works as a government employee. According to a 2012 UNESCO report, 70% of the Pakistani people are illiterate. This puts the Asian country in 100th place, 180 place, out of a total of 221 countries in the world. Mohammed knows the system that leads to a lack of education from his own experience. As his father died at an early age, Mohammed had to take responsibility for his 8 siblings as a young man, teaching them and taking on several jobs to provide for them all. Today, he still provides for his family. 1/3 of his salary, working for the fire department, goes to the family, and he keeps another 1/3 for himself to fund his life. The last 1/3 of his income goes into his school in the park. Because education is more than being able to read, write, and jiggle some numbers around. Education conveys a sense of self-worth. And so it is also Master Ajoub's concern to soon have a proper school for the children and to devote himself fully to educational work after his retirement. "If we want Pakistan to flourish, then we have to teach every child a new word," he says. "And we have to do it every day." But even though education ideally begins in childhood, it doesn't stop there. The fact that it is also possible to broaden one's horizon as an adult and thus gain new experiences and learn new things is demonstrated by the Color and Faith project that has developed in Kenya. The country is home to 82% Christians. Islam, with 11%, is the largest amongst the minority religions. The minority religions also include African faiths and Hinduism. Muslims and Christians often live close to each other in the capital of Nairobi, especially in the slum of Kibera, and religious tolerance falls by the wayside. Like anywhere on the planet, the experiences parents have shape the way children see the world, right? And because of its proximity to Somalia and the Islamist presence there, peaceful coexistence among the religions can hardly develop. People don't like each other. They talk badly about the other religion. That's how it's already being instilled in our children, says Albert Bohesha, a priest in an Anglican parish. The Christian population has developed deep fears after various Islamist attacks in recent years. Sheikh Yusuf Nasur of the Jeddah Mosque even speaks of Islamophobia. Color and Faith is working to overcome these fears, stereotypes, and prejudices. But how to counteract such thoughts? Thoughts that have been in people's minds for generations and are becoming stronger? Quite simply, with yellow paint. The Jeddah Mosque, as well as the churches in Kibera, glow in a brilliant yellow. Yellow, says initiator Nabila Ali Bahai, is a neutral color. It is the color of light that dispels darkness. The paint job, given to various Christian and Muslim houses of worship, was done by young people of both religions. They come together and paint the buildings. But it doesn't end with a paint job. The young people come together in the bright yellow buildings, exchange ideas, and pray together. They get to know each other, celebrate parties now and then, and new friendships are formed. Friendships that would never have developed if they had not overcome their own thoughts, if they had not dared to get to know the supposed stranger, the person of a different faith. Such small encounters show that new thoughts can arise that shape a society and make an impact. 24-year-old Imran from Kibera would like to see other religions included in Color of Faith and get their houses painted yellow, as a sign that all of Kenya stands together. And so I may not remember a formative thought I had 30 years ago, but it doesn't matter. Because at any time, a thought, an idea can come, touch you, grab you, and motivate you to make a contribution, where you are and with the means you have. Or to say it with a little poem by Brad, the inventor of Kid President: dare to dream, but please also do, for dreamers are many, but doers are few. What are you dreaming about? Do you act on it? What's holding you back? Don't think about it like a big, big goal. What's the saying? How do you climb Mount Everest? Step by step. So dare and take the first step.